His friends, this year should be a special schus for Gila Shoshana, Vasnecha Gittel. It says in Parashas Tvarim, Perak Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Rabbi Shana was in the 40th year, Bashteyasar Chodesh, Bechad L'Chodesh, in the 11th month, and the 1st of the month, Dibar Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Kuchol Asher Tziva Hashem, Oso Aleihem. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Jewish people all that Hashem commanded him to speak to them. The Netziv in the HaMikdavar says as follows: Hai Oso Aleihem Miutar. Why does it say Oso Aleihem? It seems superfluous. Vare Harbe Pamim Ksiv Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. V'lohutzracha Mikra Lefrei Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Lemor Li Yisrael. Shrei Zeh Muvan Me'atzmo. Just say Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. What do you mean Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem? So it seems to be that there's some extra words here, and we know that there are no extra words in the Torah. Ela kavana b'chol asher tziva Hashem. So when it says in this pasuk b'chol asher tziva Hashem, hu kemo shekasafti, v'sefer shmos lamed ad lamed beis v'chama makomos d'mashmos tzivui b'chol makom hu dvarim sheba'al peh shehayalo Al Torah Shebichsav. So when it says Uchol Asher Tziva Hashem, that is oral teachings in addition to the written Torah. V'hinei nechlal bazeh halachos hamakubalos. Included in this are the accepted halachos. What are the accepted halachos? Torah Shebal Peh, that Chazal were makabel ish mi pi ish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukedisa bebrachos v'amitzvah zu mishnah. When it says that Hashem gave him the Torah and the mitzvah, when it says mitzvah, it's talking about mishnah. V'zekvar limeid Moshe liYisrael v'ol moed. And this was already taught to the Jewish people in the Mishkan. As it says in Erevin, Kedamar B'Kedisa B'Erevin, Ketzat Seder Mishnah. So what was the order of teaching the Mishnah? Moshe learned Mipi Agvura from Hashem. Nichnas Aaron V'Shana Lo Moshe Pirko. And then Aaron came in, and the children came in, the Zakenim came in, and everybody ended up learning it four times. Ad Nichnasu Kolam V'Shana Ha Moshe Pirkon. Until eventually all the nation came in and Moshe taught them what they were supposed to learn. And on that it says, in Chagiga and in Sota, Das Rabbi Akiva, the Klalu Supratus Lamad Moshe Bahar Sinai, Vishanan Ba'ol Moed. That the generalities and the details Moshe Rabbeinu learned at Har Sinai, and then he taught them again in Ohel Moed. Uvishmos Rabbi Yisaz Rav Aisap Reichin Vagam Chokra. So what does this pasuk mean, the pasuk in Eov? Rav Aisap Rav Sinai Heichina Ohel Moed. So he saw and related at Sinai, and then he prepared it again at Ohel Moed. And then it says Vagam Chokra Barvus Moav. And then he investigated also in the plains of Moab. B'zeh yikar hoda she'hora she'chel bo'al moed ki yisav medrash chazis ala pasuk v'cheder hora si'zeh ol moed she'misham yatsa hora li Yisrael. And this is the ikar hora that started in ol moed, as it says in the medrash and the pasuk v'cheder hora si. This is Ohel Moed. Why is it called Cheder Horasi? The room of my parents, because Shem Yatza Hora Li Yisrael. That's when the Hora, the Psak, the halachic rulings came out for the Jewish people. Lashon of the Medrash is Ache Besi Vel Besi Mi Zeh Sinai. So the house of my mother is Sinai. Vecheder Horasi, and to the room of my parents. Zeh Olam Oed Shem Sham Nischaibu Yisrael B'Horoya. That's when the Jewish people were obligated in Psak Halacha. Aval Kol Zeh Lo Yela Halachos Psukos. These were all set halachos. When we tchil enemer leMoshe sheilamdim liYisrael called parsha. Originally, they were taught to Moshe that he should teach the Jews on every parsha. Shriyev shalharis l'shum davrim enatorah shibchsav and lobritzer falachas mishnayis shalat. You can't teach anything in the written law unless you combine the halachas and mishnayis. Achin bchalal asher tziva nechlu gam kabbalos shahayu leMoshe mipi agvurech l'drash haTorah. Included in Asher Tziva are not only the halachot mekubalot that we said earlier, not only the set mishnayos, not only the set halachas, but also special kabbalos, traditions that Moshe Rabbeinu received from the mouth of Hashem Kaviyachol, how to darshan the Torah, how to expound the Torah. Shem Yud Gimel Midos Shah Torah Nedreshes. These are the 13 midos with which the Torah is expounded. Chen Lamed Beis Midos Shebagadah. And the 32 midos, the 32 rules of how we expound the Agadita. These are the 32 midos of Rabbi Elazar ben Asher b'Yossi Aglili. When we say Gia leTalmud, and from that we got to Talmud. Lavin Ech Yatzah Mishnah Migufa Torah Shebichsav. To understand how the Mishnah was derived from the written law, as the Netziv was Marich in his Akdama to Chamish Chumshei Torah Kidmas HaEmek. In order that they should be able to add understanding and novel interpretations from their own wisdom based on the existence of the Talmud. So we get to the Talmud to understand how the Mishnah, from the Midos, Shatarna Dreshes Behem, the 13 and the 32, we get to Talmud to understand how the Mishnah came out of Torah Shebichsav. And then we want to go weiter with that and come up with our own Chidushim. V'zeo mashmos Chukim Mishpatim b'chol haTorah. And that's the meaning of Chukim Mishpatim in the whole Torah. Like I wrote by Richos and Sefer Vayikra, Yud Ches Hei, Al Pi HaBraisa B'Sfi Talmud V'Kiddushin, based on the Braisa in the Sifri and the Gemara and Kiddushin. It says Eila HaChukim. What does that mean? Eila HaMidrashos VeHamishpatim Eilu HaDinim. So the Chukim are the Midrashos, the Midrashim, and the Mishpatim are the Dinim. The Yerushalmi Nedarim, and the Yerushalmi says, "Yachal af mikra v'tirgum atalamid b'chinam tamalav rechukim mishpatim kasher tzivanim chukim mishpatim atalamid b'chinam v'yatalamid mikra v'targum b'chinam." So when it comes to chukim and mishpatim, meaning the midrashim and the dinim, that you learn for free, but when it comes to mikra and targum, that's not for free; that you pay. The Yerushalmi Nedarim, he continues. That's the Yerushalmi that I just quoted. The Chukim Hem Midos VaKlalim. Chukim are the Midos, the rules by which we expound the Torah, the Klalim and the principles. VaMishpatim, what are Mishpatim? These are the investigations, how to understand and analyze the Midos based on the logic of the Talmud and the questions and answers of Abai and Rava. Like it says in Sukkah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakashay Baki Babais of Abai and Rava, that he was a Baki in the conversations of Abai and Rava, the Talmudic conversations. This Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach them all 40 years. In contrast, the halachos hamekubalos, that he was already melamed Ba'al Moed, and in the course of the 40 years, like the Netziv says earlier. But these chukim and mishpatim, these midos and klalim and chakiros, how to understand, in other words, the more lumdish of things we would call them today, that he didn't teach them for the 40 years. At Shabbat Arvos Moav, until they came to the plains of Moav, Kmo Shivur B'Samach B'Pas, they call Moshe B'Eretz HaTorah Zos. B'Cheinu B'Sifri L'Main L'Chol HaDibros, etc. K'Chol HaSvah Pratz Tekut V'Vedik Dugim Tam L'Omer, K'Chol HaShir Tzivah Oseh Hashem Aleihem. So he taught them everything there, the principles, the details, the dikdukim. It says in Maseches Nedarim on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina lo nitna Torah l'Moshe l'Zara, shenemar k'sav l'cha p'sal l'cha ma p'sal t'n shchav k'tav n'shalcha. Moshe nahag b'tavas ayin v'nitna l'Yisrael. So originally Moshe Rabbeinu, just like he was allowed to get the broken luchos, he was also, the k'sav was also for him. That it says in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the Sultan Shalduchos, in other words, from the Chelek HaTofel. That was what was left from the Avanim after he carved them out, after he carved out the Luchos, which are the Iker. So that's what was like broken off. Shenemar Psalucha Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim Sultan Shalchayeh, the Gemara says. And Amar Yosef Rechanina Lord Natara Lamoshe, Ulazara, the Torah is given all the Moshe and his seed, not to all the Jewish people. It says k'sav l'cha sedvar meila, and it says in the previous parasha p'sal l'cha, just like the p'salas of the luchos are yours, so too the k'sav, the Torah that's written on the luchos, are also yours. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a tov ayin. Moshe Rabbeinu had a good eye. Moshe Rabbeinu was generous, and he shared it with us. Meisiv Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda asked, "V'osi shiva Hashem beisi l'lamed esam chukim mishpatim." How can you say that it was only for Moshe? It says in the pasuk later on, Dalad Yudalad, that he was, God told, commanded him to teach the Jewish people. Chukim Mishpatim answers the Gemara of Osi Tziva. Vani Lachem. That me he commanded. B'mamad Har Sinai the Chukim Mishpatim. And I, because of my Tovas Ayin, I decided to teach you the Chukim Mishpatim. And then the Gemara asked another kasha, and another kasha. And therefore the Gemara changes its mind and says, really, the Torah was given to all the Jewish people. Just pilpula da alma ba'alma. That this pilpul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave das to Moshe, lahavin dav, v'mitoch dav, l'falp, v'divator b'charik, v'savana bo b'kal locha. So that's the pilpul, rather brushes mafarish, havana v'charifus, that's k'savan shelcha. He called a chachma b'seichel remuzin b'ksav hator b'tzuris ha'osios, because all of the chachma and the seichel are alluded to in the writing of the Torah, in the form of the letters, the shape of the letters. Perish v'chaser v'yaser v'shinu lashin shelatevos yoseha. So it doesn't just mean the shape, but it also means a chaser, that it's written without a yud, without a vav, and a yeser with an extra yud, with an extra vav, or any extra letter, any lacking letter. Vishinui lashin shalateiva vosioseha, and a different terminology of the word and its letters. Lamanish derecha pilpul alas halacha midyuk yamik ral piamidos. Uchelik shin tchil moshe labada derecha pilpul, to bring out halacha from being medayik in the Psukim based on the Midos, is the chelik that was given originally to Moshe. And all the Jewish people were not fitting to use the teachings of the Torah, only the halachos mekubalos that Moshe Rabbeinu told them. And what was not explained explicitly, they should have compared matter to matter. Like it says in Bava Basra, Kuflamet Amud Beis, V'Hakol HaTorah Dimu Milsa L'Milsa, the whole Torah is comparing A to B, think the thing. Is that Tali Rak was for us, Hech L'Damus, and that's all Tali in logic, how to compare. Aval Zeino Echrech V'Alach HaPsuka, but it's not compelling and clear. Stated halacha until Moshe Rabbeinu came and he taught them at Arvos Moav the Derech HaPilpul to be mala halacha medyugene mikros. Valzembro chazal b'chagiga v'sotan al v'shanah b'har bo moed v'sholshan b'Arvos Moav. Vein lefarish hashimash b'limud l'chud d'mayir b'arvus mor al kol shah she'ef shal l'mod v'lamed v'ose. That he taught it to them a second time at Ol Moed and a third time at Arvus Moav. And it's not just these three times b'limud. Because what do you mean only in Arvus Moav? Whenever you can learn, you learn. Whenever you can teach, you teach. Why dafka Arvus Moav? What's special at Arvus Moav? Ela haperush de Arvus Moav nasan derech chadosha lelameid b'Yisrael chok u'mishparech lechadish halacha. In Arvus Moav, he gave them a new derech to the Jewish people. He taught them how to be mechadish halacha, how to learn these chukim and mishpatim, these chakiros al pi amidos, the midos and the klalim. That's what he gave them at Arvus Moav. So if a person wanted the good ilm shir, the good lamda shashir, that's Arvus Moav. Al zem rubishmos rabba sham hechina bo moed v'gam chikra bo Arvus Moav hainu chikra din mein motze betar shvichsav. So that's what they got in Arvus Moav, the Chikur Hadin, the investigation of the law, how it comes out of Torah Shebichsav. B'chol zenichla b'loshan akosev k'chol asher tziva Hashem oso. Haynu afilu aklala mederech alim acher Hashem l'moshe ba'atzma. This means oso. Oso means it was given just to him. Even what Hashem told Moshe, just for Moshe, and not for the Jewish people. Ata diber Moshe aleihem. Now Moshe Rabbeinu taught to them, to all of the Jewish people. So that's the diuk, says the Netziv, and Oso Alem, what he taught only Moshe, how to derive from the Torah, Shebichsav, the laws of the Torah Shebal Peh, the Pilpul, the Midos, the Lamdas, that Oso Hashem taught him, Alehem, that he gave over to the Jewish people. So it could have just said Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, but instead it said Kasher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem, because he wasn't just supposed to tell them. It's the pasuk is telling you Kasher Tziva Hashem Oso, but he told Moshe specifically, using Yanim of Pilpul and Drush, that he gave over Aleihem to the Jewish people. Ulalan yivur demi price of the Sifri Muchtamer der Biosi Berbi Chanina in a Mukubal Kule Alma. And later on we're going to see that from the price on the Sifri it's clear that the Maimer of Rabbi Yossi Berbi Chanina that we learned earlier from Nidarim Lamed Ches, where it says, Amar Biyosi Rabbi Chanina, Levnit Natora, El Lamosha, Lazaro, V'chule, V'chule, and the Gemara concludes, Papula Ba'alma, that's not Makuba L'Kule Alma, this isn't accepted universally. El Mitchila, originally. Ola Baratzin Shem Moshe Malame Tzu Aderech Li Yisrael. Even originally, it wasn't supposed to be B'tovas Ayin that Moshe gave it over to them. He was supposed to teach it to the Jewish people. Aval mikol. So that's what some hold. Not all holds like Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Aval mikol makom lekulei alma. Nevertheless, everybody holds. Bein ladas Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Bein ladas hasifri. Od lo igya shol alamdim liyisrael ad arvas moav. The time didn't come to teach them until arvas moav. So also can be that it was only supposed to give, it was only given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he gave it over to us b'tov asayin eleim. Or also, what was given to Moshe until now only to Moshe, he was supposed to give it over, but until now it was given only to Moshe. That's according to the Tan and the Sifri. Vadaleim now was given over to the entire Jewish people. V'yesh lefarish od, and we can further explain the b'chlal Torah shebal peh who sold us haTorah, that included in Torah shebal peh are the secrets of the Torah. Asher lo hayu kol Yisrael u'im ladas. Not all the Jewish people were fitting to know the secrets of the Torah. Mishum hachi pirush hakatzav shelo dibur Moshe aleihem kol asher tziva Hashem oso aleihem. Therefore, the pasuk explained that Moshe only said what Hashem commanded him to them. Hakabalos shenitztav lahagid lahem v'lo kol ma sheyada Moshe. Only what he could tell them. What he was commanded to tell them, that's what Asher Tziv Hashem Oso Aleihem, only what he's supposed to tell them, and that excludes the Sodos HaTorah, because not everybody's supposed to know the secrets of the Torah. Everybody knows that it's not a secret anymore. That was just a joke. We've had other shiurim explaining what Sodos are. Even after you tell over Sodos, there's still a secret. That's a different story. Vayimash k'safti l'halan yitches yitches u'kdisib Yerushalmi avodizor, like says in Yerushalmi, k'siv osi shitziv Hashem osi ve'osi ne'mar dvarim sh'ne'mar lechem, ne'mar li dvarim sh'ne'mar lechem ve'ne'mar li dvarim sh'ne'mar b'ini l'b'in atzmi. So certain things are told to tell you, and certain things are just for me. Okay, the Netziv continues here to explain why this was given after the 40 years. And there's also a Harchev Dover on this. And B'siyata D'shmaya B'li Neder, I hope, I don't promise, but I hope, that B'ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will be able to have another shir and continue expanding on this wonderful, wonderful parish of the Netziv. What parish of the Netziv isn't wonderful? And we should be zocha l'modu l'lamid l'shmar v'lasu l'kaim z'kol d'vei samu t'rasu b'yahava amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.